Week two of our locker room chats continuing here tonight as high school basketball now in full swing officially. We're talking Perry LeCompton hoops, and we got the girls' coach with us. That is Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well, sponsoring the cause. Locker room chat each and every week. Coach, couple games to talk about since we spoke last week with our first chat. Let's go to Friday night, number two ranked team in 3A. Some think maybe the best team in the classification in Silver Lake. 59-42, Eagles get the win, and that was off the win against Jefferson County North in the opener. Take us back to Friday in that matchup with Silver Lake.
I thought it was a good game. I thought we played really well. Really, the difference in the game, in my opinion, was there's a little stretch right in the third quarter. I can't remember what happened exactly, but it was something like they made a three. We missed a three. They had a layup. We missed a layup. And it just kind of pushed about an 8-point, like a 7 to 8-point game, pushed it to about 13 points. And then we just had a hard time recovering from there. But when you play really good teams like Silver Lake, that's what they do. I mean, they're a tested team. Obviously really, really good players. I mean, they relied pretty heavily on their starting five. I don't know if that was the plan going in or not. I know obviously they're looking for some pieces off the bench, but they relied on those kids and they showed up. They played their rear ends off, and I think our kids played really well too. I mean, we haven't been in a lot of games against really big time opponents where we've been like that. I mean, obviously last year was a really rough year for us and everything like that. So, you know, anytime we can get into games where we have to, close games where we're learning, we have to make adjustments and really be coached up. And, you know, sometimes you just have to go make plays. I feel like that's going to really help us down the road. So really pleased with their effort on Friday. And, I had a lot of members from our community and even just people that are loosely associated with our program. And they said how much they enjoyed watching the girls play and everything. And, you know, I couldn't agree with them more. I think we're a really fun group.
Yeah, you guys are certainly kind of picking some things up. Yeah, Silver Lake, one of the best teams in the state. They're going to get a lot of wins. They're probably not going to lose very much. So I think you mentioned that little stretch. You had an opportunity in that game, so you take away the positives from it. And then sitting here at 1-1, you get a home game with Horton on Tuesday night. This one goes right down the wire, but you guys get the win, 52-49. Take us to that one on Tuesday night and how your team was able to pull that one out.
It was scrappy. It was scrappy, scrappy, scrappy. I know. I don't think we played particularly well, but I think a lot of credit goes to Horton. They just play a style that's hard. You can't even get close to replicating how they play in a practice. It's like I told our girls, we like to play fast, but they like, and I don't even know what the best word is. I guess the best word that I used for them is like almost chaotic. But for whatever reason, Horton thrives in just like the chaos of the game and, you know, making one mistake turn into two, making two mistakes turn into three, and it can snowball pretty fast. And I mean, that's the way they play, and they did a good job, and they kind of hit us in the mouth, especially in the second half with that. But we did enough things to make plays, had to deal with some foul trouble, which that was good. Had some kids really lean on some kids that, haven't been in situations like that before. But again, it's kind of like what I said about the Silver Lake game. We're going to be a team that is in a lot of learning this year, especially with hopefully, you know, a lot of close game scenarios because we just didn't get a lot of those last year. Obviously last year we got a lot of experience under our belt. Now we need to get kind of the game experience, which, obviously we had the last two games, but again, super proud of the girls. They found a way to gut out a win, and you know, sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the tough year last season, two wins, so you've already matched your win total. We knew the team was going to be better with the experience playing a lot of young kids last year, and you certainly had some injuries to some key players as well, but is it simply just that experience? Are you seeing just exponential growth, you know, for some individuals that, you know, it's kind of allowed you to play a lot better here in the first couple of weeks?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, we've had a group too that has really made a commitment not only to get better at basketball but just be better athletes, and I think you saw that in volleyball this year. Obviously we're seeing it in basketball. I mean, kind of like you said, we've already matched our win total and we've played three games this year, but we just have a lot of super committed kids and kids that want to be good. Not that we haven't had that in the past, but sometimes you got to make those little extra little sacrifices here and there. And we have a group that wants to do that right now. And, they're a fun group to coach. They're always hungry for more. They're always asking little things here and there. I mean, the amount of film we've watched as a team so far this year outside of what we do is incredible. I mean, we're doing all the little things right. And I think that's another piece to it. So obviously way more experienced. You bring back people who are just, and we came back better basketball players, but then we're doing a lot of little things on top of it. So, I mean, you combine those three things and that's going to be a pretty good recipe for success.
Yeah. You try to keep the momentum going on Friday night. You go to Oskaloosa, a Bears team that's off to a 3-0 start, all in league play. They beat Riverside by 2. Riverside, very good team. P Ridge, you know, they beat them by 9 last week. And then Tuesday night, they beat Valley Falls by 30. So, an Oskaloosa team, again, that's off to a good start. Kind of the expectations for this matchup on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it. I mean, I know it's super early, and people don't really look at the, you know, standings too early. But, I mean, you're looking at a team right there where, I mean, if they keep putting together, stringing together wins like they are now, I mean, man, they're going to be a top 4 team in our sub-state. So, obviously, a really, really big game with them, and we haven't had a whole lot of, you know, for only being whatever 15 miles apart, we really haven't played each other that much. So it's kind of nice to see some of these teams that you hear about or the kids know about because they grow up together, they play travel sports together. So obviously they're in a situation where they have a lot of older kind of experienced players. And then you pair that with a really, really good coach and Coach Kramer. I mean, they're going to be one of the better coach teams we play all year. So obviously they're going to be a handful and they're not going to beat themselves. So we got to go out, make sure we're doing take care of us first. And then we got to go find a way to win the game too. But really looking forward to it. I know our girls are looking forward to it and, you know, hopefully we can get this going and, you know, lead into a busy next week and then hopefully end up Christmas, our before Christmas portion of our schedule on a high note.
Yeah, no doubt. Still 3 games next week before the break, but 4 games in total, the first of those 4 starting Friday as Perry LeCompton is going to be traveling to Oskaloosa. Joey Franzetta, Perry girls coach, joining us. We always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it one more time next week before the break.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.